listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
radio listeners. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. That is my motto each and every day that I get up, because I know this is the day that the Lord has made. And while I'm up and moving around, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, radio listeners.
I'm happy.
I tell you, this is an awesome morning.
Yes,
beautiful morning.
A day that the Lord has made.
Truly indeed.
And this is the true word of God. We do need the word of God to sustain us and to keep us each and every day. We can be reached in the radio at 772-221-1100. And if you're riding down the road out of state and you still want to call us for prayer, you can reach us at 888-221-8990. And you can reach us at the church at 772-777-4431. And you can go to our website, and it's www.church5.com. And our Sunday morning services start at 10:30 for our Sunday school, and our Sunday morning service start at 11:30. Our Bible study start at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. You can also hear us on Sunday morning at 11:30 at blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Whitaker. And if you would like to send us a donation to keep this program on the air, you can send it at 1689 Biltmore Street, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. That is the location of the church. Now, if you want to come by and join us as we lift up the name of Jesus and praise God, you can always come at our Sunday morning service at 11:30, our Bible study at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And we would like to thank Robert Joseph, Remed Pharmacy, for being an underwriter of this program, The True Word of God. And they are located at 10163 U.S. Highway 1 in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952. And you can reach them at 772-333-2740 for all your medical needs. And we truly want to thank Robert Joseph for that. For being helping us to stay on the air. But now we're going to get back into our program, and we're going to go back and just go over to the our scripture. And our scripture that we're going to use is Romans chapter 8 verse 13. Romans chapter 8 verse 13. Get your paper and pencil and write it down. And it says, if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you who are through the Spirit do not mortify your body of the deeds, you shall live. For if you shall live after the flesh, you shall die. And that scripture really took home to me when I was out there in sin and I began to understand the word of God. And it says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Then it goes on and give us a way that we can get out of that situation, or something that we can do so that we won't die. But it says, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. And see, that's a promise that God had made us. And I think that we need to begin really to teach on the promise of God, because a lot of people don't know the promises and the will of God. What the will God has for life, what God promised us. And see, that's what really changed my mind when I was in the world, because I understood what God says, that I wanted to live. I don't know about nobody else, but we are here today on our topic is how to kill the flesh. We need to put this flesh down. We need to kill it each and every day. We need to be come up under the suggestion of the Holy Spirit. We need to be guided by the Spirit of God. See, Paul, and I like Apostle Paul, and Paul is making a contrast between the believers and the non-believers. And non-believers are those who live according to the flesh. Now, let's park the bus there for about 30 seconds. And I don't know nobody. If somebody can call me and let me know that they was born a Christian. But for what my Bible says, we all fall short of the glory of God. And through that man Adam, that's when sin came in. So upon what Adam did, guess what? We all are born into sin. So I don't want to thank nobody that I was born. I never was born because I was out there in the world. But I was living according to the flesh. And here's what I understand that Satan do not want you to know. He does not want you to know the truth. Because truth is powerful. Truth will set you free. Truth will make you free. Until your mind is opened up to the word of God. See, and the Bible said that we all in darkness. Total darkness. You ever been in a dark room? And somewhere down the line, somebody flick a light. Even this is a cigarette lighter. And see how the light just lights up. And you know, you seen joy in your heart. And one thing that I do know, wherever light is, guess what? Dark cannot stay. Go into a dark room. Have it complete the dark. But the minute you turn on that light, don't dark go away? And see, that is the truth to God. Because the light has to come on in somebody's mind right now. The light got to come in on somebody's heart right now in order to get rid of the darkness. So now Paul is giving us a contrast. And those that are non-believers live by the flesh. But believers, I'm talking about real believers now, by the Spirit, because we got to go through the Spirit, is by the Spirit is to put to death the deeds of the body. And often in Paul's writing, the flesh and the Spirit are contrast. To live according to the flesh. Now here's what we got to understand. Living according to the flesh is that you got to have a mindset that's set on the flesh. And you have a mind that is hostile to God and does not be submitted to the laws of God. That is living according to the flesh because of your mind. Hostile towards God. Hostile. Disobedient. Don't want to adhere to the rules that God gives us. But yet we adhere to all kind of other rules that we have in this world. We got rules that how to drive, how fast we can drive. We got rules on when we go to different places, how we should act, how we should eat, how we should dress, how we should walk, how we should talk. We got rules, but when it comes to God's rule, that mind, that flesh, oh my God. I'm trying to help somebody out there this morning because you really need to come to the Lord this morning. You really need to start being hostile to God. You really need to change your mindset. And I always say that you have to have the right attitude in order to be a true believer. It's all about the mind. It's a mind game. God wants your mind. Hey, come on, somebody. And Satan wants your mind.
Apostle, I want to just go there for a minute on the mindset.
Yes.
A lot of times people blame God for different things because of a situation that may have happened in their life.
Yes.
Let's take, for example, losing a loved one.
Yes.
And I'm talking to somebody out there this morning because you have lost a loved one, but you want to blame God for losing that loved one.
Yes.
You want to know where God was in losing your loved one, somebody that was so dear to you, a mother, father, sister, brother, to different, whatever disease or whatever tragic that has happened in your life, you want to blame God for it. But I'm coming to you this morning to say that you need to forgive.
Yes.
And you need to let go of what you're holding on because God is the type of God that he doesn't make any mistakes.
Yes, he
you may not understand why right now, but in the long run, you will understand by and by. In every situation that we go through, you know, there is a lesson in it for us. We may not be able to see it right now, but there is a lesson in it. So embrace the lesson, embrace the trial, because you have to go through it. This is something that we all have to go through.
Because
one day you're going to be ministering and helping somebody else that was in the same situation. Shoes that you were in. So God doesn't put these things on us and to question him, but to embrace. God loves us. And so do we. We love our family members. Yes, we love our mother. We love our sister, our brother. But there's a time that we have to let go, because their time was up.
Yes, it is. And God said there's time for everything.
There's a time for everything. There's a season.
Yes, there's a time for healing and
so I don't know why that I kind of interjected on that, but I'm helping somebody out there that's in the radio land this morning.
Yes.
Let go. There's a lot of things that's going on in our life that we don't understand.
Yes.
But when your mind is closed and it's not open, then you can't embrace the things of God. But if you are in Christ Jesus, God said, "What? I don't make any mistakes."
Yes.
So we have to learn to know that we got to trust God.
Yes.
In believing in God, there's a trust.
Yes.
There's a built up of trust in the relationship between you and God.
Yeah. What people really need to understand is you are a true Christian and you really believe in God and you really believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So death should not be no sorrow, but death should be welcome, because we know that's not the end, as man say, but it's the beginning of our lives, our eternal life. So as a true Christian, we should not be afraid to die, because we all going to die. We all got to go that way. Because the Bible say every man is appointed to die. But it's how you're going to live your afterlife, whether or not you're going to be in heaven or you're going to be in hell. So then while you're on this earth, you got to live according to the rules and the ways that God has us. Now, Romans 1:18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in righteousness." And here's what I like to ask folks. I like to ask people, what you saved from? And the first thing they tell me, well, I'm saved from my sins. No, you're not. Your sins are forgiven. Then the Bible said that God forgive us all of all our sins, all our sins are cast into the sea of forgiveness, and God does not bring them back to his remembrance. But what we are saved from, you need to understand that you're saved from the wrath of God. Because that's why I wanted to read that, the wrath of God, because it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 10 chapter 1 and verse 10 says, "And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivers us from the wrath to come." Now the wrath of God is coming, and you can't stop it. It's coming, and when you come, you need to be in the right position.
Amen.
You need to be in the right place. You need to have the right attitude. You need to be living the right life. So if you are continuing to live in this world, or live according to the flesh, then the wrath of God going to be upon you. Now, if you want to get the wrath of God out off of you, then you got to live by his Spirit. Come on, somebody. You got to live by the Spirit of God. You got to have righteousness in your heart, and you got to believe on his Son, Jesus Christ, and you got to believe that he's died, and live a life so that the wrath of God won't come upon you. This is what I'm trying to get somebody to understand. Keep on living the way you're living it, because that's what you feel good to your flesh. Don't let your flesh get the wrath of God on you. Come on now, we got to understand that we have an opportunity and we have a chance to change our lives. And it is your will. Can't nobody make you, can't nobody force you, but you got to make that choice on your own. I don't care how we preach, I don't care who preaching to you, but it's still your choice. You need to make that mind. You need to get your mind set right. You need to be able to not to live according to the flesh, not to live because of my sin nature, but yet I want to kill this stuff that's on the inside. I want to kill my flesh. I need to stop doing what I'm doing. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And we need to live the way God has called us to live. Now, there's a lot of us that go to church, that include myself now, say we say, Lord, Lord. But Jesus said, everybody say, Lord, Lord, is not going to make it in heaven. Just because you can speak in tongue and preach and sing and all that, that don't mean you're going to make it if you're not living the righteous life. See, this is what we're trying to get you to understand, Radio. We got to be able to change our attitude towards God. Yeah, it's some things that happen in our life we don't understand, but we can't blame God for everything. Some of this stuff we do bring on our own self. Come on now. Come on now. Some
amen,
of this stuff
amen.
You do because you living in the wrong lifestyle. You living the wrong way. So, Romans 3:20 said, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Oh, my God. I know I messed somebody up then. You got to be justified in the sight of God. It didn't say nothing about no man, but it says in the sight of God. And this scripture is what living according to the flesh looked like. And a person who live according to the flesh, the word of God said, will die. Now, we got to understand that he's not speaking about a physical death because we all going to die. And the reason why we all going to die because when Adam sinned, then that brought about sin into our life. So now we used to live a long time, but now we don't live that long because of what happened. But what Paul is speaking about, he was speaking about eternal death. That means being separated from God. Separated from God, separated from God
and his spirit
for the rest of your life.
My Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God. And that is a terrible death to be in. So the believer, on the other hand, if he live by the spirit, guess what? He'll put the deeds of his body, in other words, through the working of God, Holy Spirit, who dwells in the believer, then the believer will engage in the process of sanctification and growing in holiness. Now, we got to understand, some of us, it don't happen overnight. It's a process.
That's right. Amen.
You got to work through this thing. Now, we got to understand, because we are believers, we are not totally free from sin. Because sin always going to be tempted us. So while we in this process, I got to learn how to grow in holiness. I got to learn how to put down these acts that will cause me to be separated from the love of God, that I am spiritually dead in the sight of God. So now Jesus Christ came and died and bled on the cross. And guess what he did? He justified us. He made us right. So now when God give me the opportunity, then I need to take advantage of that opportunity. I need to be in a position that I'm living right, I'm living holy, and I'm growing each and every day.
Amen. Let's talk about the process.
Yes, go
of
ahead,
sanctification.
Pastor. Sanctification.
Process means that I got to go through the fire.
Yes.
I got to be cleansed.
I got to be
washed.
Yes.
I got to be made whole. Mm. I got to seek his face.
Yes, yes.
That's the process. And see, a lot of people don't want to go through the process of dying of the flesh. It's easy. Like Apostle Whitaker says, it's easy to live in sin because we are born of a sinful nature.
Yes, yes.
But to live a righteous life, that means that I got to give up my sinful ways. I got to give up the things that I'm so accustomed and so used to.
Yes, yes.
So the process of cleansed means that I got to now have a new mindset, a righteous way of thinking, a new way of living in Christ Jesus. So that process doesn't come overnight. It's a learn process.
Yes.
It's a learn beginning of something new in your life. It's just like going to school.
Yes.
You know, you got to take on that form. You got to be taught. You got to be nurtured. You got to be guided through the process.
Ooh, Jesus, I just want to shout a little bit right now. Man, this thing, I just love the word of God. But if you go to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, mortify therefore your members of your body which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, affection, evildoers, and covetousness, and all these sins that we are doing. Now, fornication. Now, we got to understand that fornication is that's when you are not married and you have a sexual relationship with somebody else. That's fornication. And adultery is when a person is married and having a sexual relationship outside their marriage. That's against the law of God. And that's why I try to teach young ladies, you need to save yourself until you get married. Save yourself, because that's something that God give you that is a treasure to you. And evil doings and evil desires and all these other things that we're doing, we need to learn how to kill this flesh. Alcohol and drug addicts and lesbians and homosexuals and madness. We need to learn how to kill this daily. Every day that I get up, I got to kill my flesh.
Amen. I want to go back to what you said about the young lady saving themselves for marriage. A lot of times what we see today is society has a sexual perversion, especially on women looking sexy, showing everything in their bodies, their curves. If I'm not showing my curves, then I'm not attractive. But that's not so. You're beautiful. You're beautiful in the eyesight of God. You're beautiful. You just have to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful. You don't need a man or a young boy to tell you that you're beautiful just because you're dressing a certain way. You're showing everything anyway. I mean, you're leaving everything to the imagination. There's no imagination because you're giving it all to him. All of these. And I'm not saying that I dress like a holy one with my collar up to my neck and my dress down to my ankles. No, I dress decently. I dress moderate. There is a way that you can dress that a man will respect you. Little girls, young women, women of old age, the cougars out there I'm talking about, that you dress so provocative to get these men.
Come on,
you need to learn how to dress decently. How am I raising my daughter and I'm telling my daughter how to dress and I'm dressing sexual with this sexual perversion? I'm not leaving no imagination to the man's eye. So how am I doing this and I'm trying to tell my child how to dress? You need to learn how to be an example to your daughters. To your granddaughters. Act your age.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
A lot of women out there are not acting their ages.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
But you want to be examples.
Come on now.
But I don't blame you, because that goes back to what? Mortifying the flesh. If you can't mortify the flesh, kill the flesh,
you can't
then
kill it.
Satan got your mind to handle you to do as he will with you.
Yes. Now, since you're good on the women, I'm also going to get on the men. Because some of us men folks, we need to learn how to treat women right and love them the way God has called us to love them. Not treat them as a piece of garbage, or a piece of meat, or some kind of football game that you got to conquer. Because we got to be able to show love. And the reason why a lot of us don't do that, because we don't know how to love ourselves. We wasn't taught how to love. So I understand that if I sit here and say I love Jesus Christ and I ain't never seen Jesus, so I shouldn't have then I got a problem loving my wife. There's something wrong with that. How can you love somebody you ain't never seen, but yet I see you every day, but yet I can't love you? So I need to learn how to kill and bring that these emotions under the subjection of the Spirit, so that the Spirit of God can teach me how to love. Because if I can love somebody I have never seen, then I should never have no problem loving my neighbors. Come on, somebody. Because it takes the love, and the Bible says the love cover a multitude of sin. So in killing the deeds, we got to be able to kill everything in order to live according. But in Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 says, if there be raised with Christ, seek these things which are above, which Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above and not on the things of earth. For you are dead. Your life is hidden within Christ and God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with him in glory. So our mindset shouldn't be on the earthly things. Our mindset should be on the heavenly thing. Come on now, we're trying to help somebody and learn how to change your attitude towards God and get your attitude right and live and think holy things. And only with that, you can think a spiritual thing. You need to pick up your Bible every day and read your Bible. You need to spend some time with God. You need to meditate. You need to pray. You need to go out and let things be done and ask the Holy Ghost to help you, lead you, and guide you in the right way, and ask God to show you yourself and show you where you're wrong so that you can change those things. And you begin to just have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And once you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, guess what? You get filled with the Spirit of God. And once the Spirit of God gets on the inside of you, and when you try to do wrong, guess what? You will be convicted of what you are trying to do, and that will keep you on the right track. I thank God for His Spirit that dwells in me, because it keeps me in line with the Word of God. I get up and I read the Word of God, and I meditate and I pray. I just have a good time in the Lord, and I find out that I have a better life that's in Christ than I did in the world, because there was too much stuff out in the world trying to please this person, please that person, please myself. But yet, when I come to Christ, I don't have to please one person, and that is Jesus Christ Himself.
What do you do when you've did all of trying to please everybody else, and you and let's say, for instance, you've made it, you're very successful in life, you have everything that you want, the house, the car, the kids, the,
yes.
I mean, everything, you have status in the community. What happens when you have all of that, but you're still miserable?
Yo, man, then you need some Christ in your life.
You're still miserable. Yeah. People don't see this.
You need Christ.
You may go to church, but you're going because of. It's just a form or a fashion. But what about when you're seeking Christ totally, to allow Him to come into the heart and to give you, to fulfill the heart? Once the heart is fulfilled, then guess what? I have joy.
Yes.
I have peace.
Yes.
I have the love.
Yes.
I can begin to be wholesome and whole.
Yes.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
We we're coming to a close.
We got to be in a position where we got to learn how to kill every day, daily. Every morning I get up, I got to kill this old flesh so that I can live by the Spirit of God.
Yes, yes.
So I can walk by the Word of God and I can live holy. That's why my new motto is, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Every morning I say that when I open my eyes, that's what I say. And we want to thank Robert Joseph, Remed Medical, for being the underwriter of this program. And they're located at 10163 U.S. Highway 1 in Port St. Lucie. And you can reach them at 772-333-2740. And we would like to see you this afternoon. We're having a youth program at 6:30. At 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie at First Church Fire for Fellowship. And the kids will come in and do pieces. And we're going to have a good time in the Lord. So we just, until next Saturday, this is the true Word of God. And we will continue to speak the Word of God and let you know that God loves you in spite of what you do. Thank you for listening to the true Word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true Word of God.